local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. It is a birthday edition of the program. Gracie turning 23 years old today. Happy birthday.
Woo, thank you,
it's also 7-Eleven Day, where you get free slushies at 7-Elevens or Speedway, since we don't have any 7-Elevens here. And it's day one of Amazon Prime Day. So for a Tuesday, a lot going on here at the radio station. And starting things off here with a full recap of everything going on in your world today, our top three stories. Officials in Vermont say a dam is threatening to overflow into the state's capital city. That's a trivia question for the kids. What is the capital city of Vermont? Heavy rain fell into the area. Water is within a foot of topping the Wrightsville Dam, and residents are being told to head for higher ground on a moment's notice. The area has received up to 9 inches of rain, with rivers already above levels set by Hurricane Irene in 1991.
Also, a Chicago suburb is paying reparations to black residents who could be test run for the rest of the country. So Evanston already paid 16 citizens from a $10 million package approved in 2019. That's according to the Evanston Roundtable. So the community expects to have paid $25,000 by the end of the year to 140 qualified residents.
And in Lithuania, NATO leaders say Ukraine can join the military alliance once certain conditions are met. That's what the head of the alliance said earlier today. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
There are still conditions that Ukraine needs to fulfill, but it has made great progress, and alliance members will continue to support Ukraine's progress on remaining reforms.
So conditions include anti-corruption efforts and strengthening of its democracy. President Biden has made clear he doesn't believe Ukraine should join until its war with Russia is over. Looking at some local headlines today, FDLE opening its new regional operations center, holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony today, and opening the James T. Moore Building, named after the former FDLE commissioner from 1988 to 2003.
We already have a little bit more staff, but we're preparing to staff even more. The building was designed to expand both our capabilities and investigations, but primarily in the forensics area. DNA is only growing in need in the law enforcement community, and we're planning for that need.
Special Agent Chris Williams says they've been working towards the new building since 2004 when Hurricane Ivan hit the area. Their previous center was a 101-year-old converted school building. Over in Santa Rosa County, putting an end to the possible changes regarding shark fishing. We talked to Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook this morning.
We had some complaints or concerns, I guess I should say, about shark fishing near swimming areas, but the fishing community from Navarre came out in force in the last few days and at our meeting last night and assured the board that they were going to fish safely, that they had been doing so for years, and that there really isn't a problem.
So the Board of County Commissioners on Thursday will vote on stopping those plans to create designated swimming areas and also banning shark fishing during certain times of the year. A lot of public comment on that during yesterday evening's county administration meeting there. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves held his weekly news conference today, says there's now 3 full-time Pensacola police officers dedicated to the downtown CRA district. A third officer started on June 26th, and the fourth will hopefully be in place by the end of this month or early next.
We're a city of 55,000, but we're a city that acts much larger than that on nights and weekends, special events, gallery nights, when we see those numbers pulse up. So to be able to have additional folks focused just on that area, it was very important to it.
So for years, the CRA and DIB has funded 2 full-time officers to patrol the district, and in January, the CRA approved an additional $191,700 to expand the patrol to nights and weekends, funding those 2 additional officers. 5:16 now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now. We do still have some slowdowns on I-10. That's going to be I-10 westbound in between Pine Forest and I-110. That most likely is just due to weather. We don't have any reports of an accident there, so just keep that in mind. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to keep give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Our current weather pattern continues. Basically, scattered thunderstorms are possible each day. So we're just going to call it a 50% chance for rain over the next several days. And those temperatures will be warming up and the weather will be humid. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it could feel as hot as 105 or so. And look for a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is raining throughout Pensacola, 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, Subaru makes it easy to the adventure, get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines now, Citizens Property Insurance Corporation added more than 5,500 policies last week, continuing 3 years of rapid growth. They're up over 1.3 million policies as of Friday. That's according to data on their website. Citizens had 474,000 policies back in 2020 and growing to about 931,000 back on June 30th of last year. Citizens was created as an insurer of last resort, and it's become the largest property insurer in the state as private companies have dropped customers and raised rates because of financial problems.
Also, another major insurance company is leaving Florida. So Farmers Insurance says it's dropping home, auto, and umbrella policies across the state. This is the fourth company to separate from the Sunshine State in the last year, with the majority of them citing the heightened risks of hurricanes. The latest move could impact more than 90,000 customers.
A massive data breach affecting dozens of healthcare facilities in Florida. HCA Healthcare revealed that some patients' personal information was accessed when it was released by an unauthorized party in an online forum. Information includes names, addresses, emails, and birth dates. However, thankfully, the list does not include credit card or account numbers, passwords, or social security numbers. More than 100 Florida hospitals and physician clinics are said to be impacted.
Also, authorities say that there's been a recent cyber attack directed at Zoo Tampa. So the facility took immediate action to mitigate the impact when the network was hit. The zoo does say that the online system doesn't store any personal or financial information of any of its visitors.
A federal lawsuit now filed against Florida's new illegal immigration law. Thomas Kennedy, who grew up as undocumented, says Senate Bill 1718 puts immigrants between a legal rock and hard place.
And it's all because the governor is playing political games while running for president on the taxpayer's dime.
So the law took effect July 1st and cracks down on employers who hire immigrants illegally. It requires any businesses with more than 25 employees to use E-Verify or face a loss of business license. It's 5:20 right now. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our national headlines. A Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Here's today's strength for life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget the.
Hope you've had a wonderful Tuesday so far. Back to the grind of the five-day work week. No more federal holidays until Labor Day, right? I think that's the next one. July 11th here, getting you a full rundown of everything going on in the world. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Taking a look at national headlines today. In Iowa, protesters on both sides of the abortion issue making their voices heard at the state capitol.
It's pretty demoralizing for those of us that take care of women to have the potential of losing the ability to practice full-spectrum care for our patients.
And lawmakers are debating a bill that would ban abortion when a heartbeat is detected. Governor Kim Reynolds is pushing for passage of the new ban in a special legislative session today.
Also, Amtrak has suspended services along the East Coast after two train cars derailed at Union Station in Washington, D.C. This happened around 9 a.m. local time this morning. The cars derailed in a tunnel headed into Union Station as it was arriving from Norfolk, Virginia. So the fire officials reported that no injuries happened, and the Amtrak says that the trains did remain upright.
Officials in Rolling Hills Estates, California, plan to issue a declaration of emergency as the hillside that left a dozen townhomes a total loss continues to shift.
The chief marshal came to my house and knocked on the door and said, "Sir, you got 10 minutes."
At least 10 homes destroyed when the hillside gave way on Saturday night and started sliding into the canyon below. And now as many as 16 additional properties in the area are considered threatened as well.
Also, a grand jury in Atlanta will decide whether former President Trump should be charged with his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The grand jury in Fulton County has been seated today, and it's part of Georgia's election investigation. Democrat district attorney Fannie Willis is looking into Trump's call on Georgia security of the early in 2021.
Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking out regarding the Biden administration's decision to supply Ukraine with controversial cluster bombs.
This will not build a more stable Ukraine. Children will be left without limbs and without parents because of this decision by Joe Biden if we do not work together in a bipartisan fashion to stop it.
He says he's co-sponsoring a bipartisan amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would stop the transfer of cluster bombs, despite Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying that Ukraine would be defenseless without them.
526, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have extremely slow traffic now on I-10. This is going to be I-10 westbound, heading towards 29 from I-110, and even slowing things down on I-110 northbound at the ramp. We do have a disabled vehicle on I-10 westbound right when you get off the ramp that is causing some slight delays, as well as northbound on I-110, another disabled vehicle at exit 6. That's the North Davis Highway exit that is blocking the left shoulder. So just a little combination of all that is causing some slowdowns on I-10, so expect that there. But other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as throughout Windhaven Beach. 98 have a small accident throughout Windhaven Beach that is causing some delays if you are getting into Navarre. That's at Ridgewood Avenue. If you do see anything else, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Rain chance continues into tonight. A little shower or a thunderstorm might pop up. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. We'll have clouds, and at times the skies will clear. Then we'll get some sunshine here on Wednesday. Of course, that'll heat things up, upper 80s, low 90s, but it'll feel like it's in the triple digits. Could have heat index values up around 105 or so. As for rain, yes, of course, a shower or a thunderstorm may pop up. We're going to run about a 50% chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We have some light thunderstorms throughout our area. That's going to be 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on here, the House panel investigating the origins of COVID-19 is honing in on a 2020 paper concluding that the virus did not come from a lab leak.
I view the processes to be flawed. If we're to do better in the future, we must make every effort to mend our flaws.
And it's Congressman Brad Wenstrup who said the panel is examining whether scientific integrity was disregarded in favor of political expediency. Republicans have claimed the paper was used as a cover-up by top health officials to dismiss the lab leak theory.
Also, students who struggled with school during the COVID pandemic are still struggling now to keep up their coursework. So a study from the nonprofit academic group NWEA expanded the data that nearly 7 million public school students from the third grade to the eighth grades. So according to the study, achievements gained over the 2022-2023 school year fell short of pre-pandemic trends, which stalled progress towards the pandemic recovery.
So looking at top three stories again here, just before the Fox News break in Chicago, a suburb, Evanston, preparing or paying reparations, rather, to a group of black residents that they say could be a test run for the rest of the country. There's about $25,000 that they're expected to pay to about 140 qualifying residents by the end of the year. It's out of a $10 million package that was approved back in 2019. Also, Vermont citizens near Montpelier, the capital city, say that water is now within a foot of topping the Wrightsville Dam, and it's threatening to overflow into the state's capital. Residents being told to head for higher ground on a moment's notice. This after 9 inches of rain fell in very quick fashion. 5:30 now, Fox News Update, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden at the NATO summit in Lithuania. The president says he supports adding Ukraine to the alliance at some point.
We agree on the language that we proposed, that you proposed, relative to the future of Ukraine being able to join NATO.
So So no definitive answer. And Ukrainian President Zelensky is not happy about that. They're not giving him a timeline when the country might be able to join. Republican Senator Rand Paul had some thoughts.
He has the audacity to be so brazen as to tell us we better speed it up. I'd say that's audacious. I'd say that's brazen. And I'd say it's not very grateful for the $100 billion that we've given him so far.
Well, NATO worries if they let Ukraine join while this war is going on with Russia, then everyone in NATO is now fighting Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. June proved to be a good month for Boeing. The aerospace giant delivered 60 new aircraft in the month and logged orders for 288. Net of cancellations and conversions, most of them from a previously announced planned order from Air India. Boeing shares today rose 2.6%. With traders awaiting key data on consumer inflation due tomorrow morning, stocks notched moderate gains overall today. Blue chips did particularly well, the Dow Industrials jumping 317 points. The S&P 500 added 29. Energy stocks did well as U.S. oil prices rallied. August crude leaped 2.5%, settling near $75 a barrel. If you're a fan of hard rock and heavy metal, you may have heard that Ozzy Osbourne yesterday announced that due to ongoing health concerns, he's had to pull out of the early October Power Trip Festival in Indio, California, a historic three-day event featuring six of the biggest names in heavy metal. With Ozzy's departure, Judas Priest will fill in on the Saturday night, August 7th bill, also featuring AC/DC. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Andrew Burrell with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The All-Star Game will have a few noticeable absences tonight. Aaron Judge is hurt. Reds phenom Ellie De La Cruz hasn't played long enough to qualify. Bryce Harper, Fernando Tatis, Mike Trout, all out. But if there's a vacuum, Shohei Ohtani could fill the void. His fellow All-Stars in Seattle have acknowledged that he's different. Watching him is watching history unfold. Say what you will about the overall star power, Ohtani shines as bright as anyone in sports. I'm Andrew Burrell.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Midsummer hiring is made simple with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Even though it's a little bit gloomy, kind of been having a little bit of rain all off and on all day. We'll hope you're having a great week. Maybe you are getting some deals on Amazon today, or maybe some slushies from Speedway. We don't have a 7-Eleven, but apparently Speedway is giving out some free slushies or soft drinks, so maybe check that out. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have some issues right now on I-10 and I-110. That is going to be on the ramp where you are heading northbound on I-110 and getting on to I-110, or excuse me, leaving I-110 northbound, getting onto I-10 westbound. There's a disabled vehicle at the Davis Highway exit. That's exit 6 on I-110 northbound. Also another disabled vehicle right when you get onto I-10. That's going to be blocking the right shoulder. So that is causing some slowdowns. Nothing too bad, but just keep that in mind if that's your typical way home. As well as 98 having some issues. Windhaven Beach, there's a slight accident that is causing some extra delays to the always busy 98 heading into Navarre. That's at Ridgewood Avenue, scene of that accident. If you see anything else slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For our weather, we do have some light rain still throughout Garcon Point, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Pensacola Beach, still seeing some rain, kind of a lull throughout the rest of Pensacola, but we may be seeing a little bit more light rain throughout the rest of the evening, so just keep that in mind. I'm Greasy on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio.
Thank you very much. Looking at the world of sports today, Saints running back Alvin Kamara reaching a plea deal and admitting to his role in last year's brawl at a Las Vegas hotel after the Pro Bowl, pleading no contest to a misdemeanor charge. So he'll serve community service and pay the victim $100,000 for medical bills. Now that the court case is over, the NFL can determine discipline and a possible suspension that could be coming. Today in Washington, PGA Tour executives defending the company's planned merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf. PGA Tour Chief Operating Officer Ron Price testified that agreement was made to protect the PGA, saying that ongoing litigation with LIV Golf threatened PGA's very survival. He said the merger would maintain the PGA Tour structure and end the divisive litigation battles. Heavyweight boxing champ Tyson Fury will face off against former UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou in a boxing match that's scheduled for October 28th in Saudi Arabia. Not known yet if Fury's WBC heavyweight title will be on the line. College football news today. Northwestern looking for a new head football coach as Pat Fitzgerald was fired yesterday following hazing allegations against the football program. He originally, on Friday last week, received a two-week suspension after an outside investigation confirmed a former player's accounts of hazing. However, reporting from the Daily Northwestern revealed on Saturday the alleged hazing involved sexual acts, causing the school to move from a two-week suspension to a firing of their head football coach. Wimbledon today, we had action in the quarterfinals on the men's side and women's side. Number two seed Novak Djokovic beating seven-seeded Andrei Rublev in four sets. Also, Jannik Sinner defeating Roman Safelian in four sets as well. He was the eighth seed. And on the women's side, Jessica Pegula, the fourth seed, lost today, and as did top-seeded Iga Swiatek from Poland, losing to Ukraine's Elena Svitolina, who won Wimbledon last year. So the quarterfinals scheduled to continue tomorrow. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. 7 o'clock start on Fox Network today. It'll be Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks starting for the NL and Garrett Cole of the Yankees starting for the American League. The AL looking to win their 10th straight against the National League today. 5:40 right now, moving on to health, business, and science notes. Microsoft today getting the okay to finalize its Activision Blizzard merger. Federal judge ruled against a government motion to temporarily block the $69 million deal. Now, Microsoft can close the deal to acquire the video game giant that's responsible for big franchises like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft.
And Boeing says it's logged new orders in nearly 290 aircrafts in June. So according to the company, most of them will go through Air India as part of a deal at the show, or at the air, Paris Air Show last month. They've also announced that they delivered over 60 new aircrafts in June.
More than 200,000 stores across the country will soon have signs posted warning people about the risks of smoking. A federal judge says the goal of mandating the signs is to address health risks and the addictive nature of cigarettes. One side reads, quote, cigarette companies intentionally designed cigarettes with enough nicotine to create and sustain addiction. The order states the signs must be posted by September 30th, and they'll remain until at least June 30th of 2025.
And the Bank of America is ordering to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. So the bank is accused by federal regulators of multiple violations, including overcharging customers on fees and opening accounts without customers' consent. So the CFPB has ordered that Bank of America needs to pay customers more than $100 million and another $90 million in fines.
And the NFL looks to be more popular than ever. Forbes reporting the league brought in a record $11.9 billion in revenue last year. That's thanks to TV deals, merchandising, and licensing. Each team received $372 million in revenue sharing. That's a record and an increase of $25 million from last season.
Also, Google Calendar is now allows users to take paid appointments. So this new feature is designed for professionals and freelancers like therapists and tutors who offer time-based services. So the users need to connect their Stripe account to their Google Calendar to start accepting payments.
Lastly, in Washington, senators briefed today on AI by top government officials.
It's an issue that keeps evolving, but we have to get our hands around it. And these briefings are one of the many ways we're trying to do that.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the classified briefing is focused on AI's impact on global and national security.
In some pop culture news, Britney Spears is set to release her memoir this fall. So People magazine revealed that the pop icon's book titled The Woman in Me is going to hit the bookstore shelves on October 24th. Gallery Books is publishing the memoir, saying it is no doubt is going to have similar impacts to Spears' testimony in court when she asked a judge to end her conservatorship.
So we talked about this last hour, and Texter weighed in on this because I was a little confused about I understand why she's a global sensation based on what she did in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I know that apparently during COVID, she was releasing some videos that were super popular.
Yeah, I completely forgot about this when we were talking about it. But when this texter pointed out, she was posting, it was right around like she just got freed because there was that Free Britney movement or whatever, to free her from her family or whatever. And then she got it and she's like, I'm sane, like I'm fine. And then she was posting these weird videos on TikToks of her just like dancing. And there was this one sound on TikTok and Instagram. It's like, helicopter, helicopter. And she's like spinning around her kitchen, like pretending to be a helicopter. And it's like, maybe she's not okay.
Maybe, okay.
And I completely forgot about that. So okay. I don't know if that's going to show throughout the book.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we will see.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, she's an icon. I mean, she was just in Las Vegas, got in a little tussle with the San Antonio Spurs.
Maybe she
security
herself.
Staff. Maybe that'll be in the memoir. I don't know. Maybe the cutoff date is a little too far back for that to be included.
But, yeah,
will be interesting to see. Madonna rescheduling her North American tour and spoke out following her health scare. She said she was hospitalized for a serious bacterial infection and now on the road to recovery. So instead of her tour opening in the U.S., I believe in August was the official start for New York. It'll now start in Europe on October 14th in London, and she's working now to reschedule those North American dates.
Going to get some more pop culture headlines in just a bit, including what's going on with the Mega Millions and Powerball, as well as what's going on in the Hollywood studio strike. But going to get a quick update on the roads. Our slowdowns on I-10 and I-110 have cleared up, so we're looking good there. We still have some typical afternoon traffic on 98 getting into Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze, as well as throughout Windhaven Beach in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We still have some light rain throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. Nothing really too bad, but light rain throughout Garcon Point, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola Beach. And if you do see something on the roads, the traffic line's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie at News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So the next Mega Million drawing is set for tonight, and the jackpot is $480 million. If that's not enough for you, well, tomorrow night's Powerball drawing is worth a whopping $725 million, making it one of the largest jackpots. So the cash option is going to work out to just over $366 million.
Finally, Hollywood studios preparing for a possible actor's strike as SAG-AFTRA's current contract is expiring at 11:59 Pacific time tomorrow. If a deal is not reached by then, an actor work stoppage will happen, joining the writers already on strike now for more than 2 months.
In some wacky and weird headlines, a question for you. Yeah. When you get your hair done, or maybe you go to the barbershop, wherever you go, do you like small talk while you are in the chair? Well, 30% of us wish that our hairstylists or barbers would just zip it, and 65% of us enjoy it. 5% don't really care either way.
So I think this is completely dependent on whether you're a female or a male.
Yeah.
I believe that of the 30% of us that wish they would just zip it, I believe that to be 29.9% male on that. I think that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that part of the reason why women go to a particular hairstylist is because of the conversation. Am I incorrect on that? Or
yes, no, I would agree. And for male too, like, I feel like their haircuts go by super quick.
Yeah.
For women, you're with this person for 3 hours.
Right.
Like, it, if you don't have a person, like, maybe you really like how they do your hair, but like the conversation was not there, or they're just saying the craziest stuff you don't really want to hear for 3 hours. So like, I've gone to a different hairstyle because of that. So like, I like my girl. I get 3 hours to chit chat with her, and I like how my hair gets done. So
yeah,
I enjoy it.
And for me, the barber that I go to is a big soccer fan like I am. So when I go, I know that we're talking about European soccer, and
yeah,
you know, it's a fun 20 minutes that I don't really get with anybody else during the week. So.
Yeah. But text in your thoughts.
Yeah, let us
850-437-1620. Are you a talker or no?
Yeah, or do you just want him to zip it?
Yeah.
So another wacky and weird story here involving a baby in Alabama, Central Alabama. Missing 9-month-old baby was found after a frantic overnight search that lasted more than 12 hours and was thought to be a possible kidnapping. You may have gotten the notification on your cell phone. The baby, Harlow Freeman, was initially believed to have been kidnapped just before 7 o'clock last night, or Monday night, last night, after her father reported that his SUV had been stolen in Parrish, Alabama. The father had run into a friend's house, and when he came back a minute later, the car was gone. Alabama law enforcement agency released the Amber Alert for Harlow roughly 3 hours later. However, after the child was found inside the car this morning, just across the street from the house, police now say that they believe there was no car theft. Instead, the father believed is to have not put the car completely in park, and it rolled backwards into a dense area of Kudzo across the street. So for several hours, we know at least three, probably more like 9 or 10, this 9-month-old baby was in the car by herself, and thankfully nothing catastrophic happened. Guardian angels watching over her. How do you feel about, now I have a question, because a texter came in and said, you know, what kind of parent leaves their child in the car, you know, going into a friend's house? He was in there for a minute. Now I'm not saying, you know, hey, what he did was wrong or not, but I mean, to me that sounds like, okay, he's running in, he's got the keys, it's locked or whatever. And then he's coming right back out, and then the car's gone, not like he went inside to chit chat for a half hour, 45 minutes. I'm just curious to know if that is a big issue to you or not. 850-437-1620. Of course, we see what happened. The worst case scenario. So I guess he's in the wrong on that just because of how the outcome happened. But
we kind of had a similar story to this not too long ago. It was just running in for a second. So, I mean, I personally, I don't have any kids, but if it is just for a second and maybe the baby's sleeping, like maybe it's better just to keep him in the car, but not if the car's not
there. Make sure
there.
you lock the door, make sure the car is running, and make sure that it's in park and, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the car was, I don't know if the car was on. I mean, that would make it obviously a big difference.
Yeah,
if the
someone
car
did
was
text
left
in,
on.
But it is hot, too.
Yeah, And the fact that, you know, this baby was in there for at least 3 hours before the alert was issued and into the overnight hours, that's a tragedy avoided there, sure.
The big question is, like, how hard did you look if the car was across the street? And it's like, were you just so freaked out that it wasn't there that... The first, it's stolen or what?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Wacky and weird. So, gonna get a quick break here. It's 5:51 on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh,
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick traffic update. Just actually got off the phone for an accident that happened on Highway 90. So keep that in mind. We're already seeing some slowdowns with a roadblock involving multiple vehicles. Again, that's Highway 90 as you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. So just keep that in mind. And that most likely is going to see some heavy slowdowns throughout the rest of rest of this hour, at least, and probably into next hour as well. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3. That's your traffic update for weather. We do still have some light rain throughout our area, but nothing too bad. It's 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. Always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111 with your traffic updates. I do appreciate all the details. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Do we have, Gracie, the details on Bands on the Beach tonight? Do we know who's performing out there?
Yes, Bands on the Beach is going to be, one second, let me pull it up. I believe it's Southern Breeze. They're doing country. Again, that's at the Gulfside Pavilion. It starts at 7, so the next hour here. And it's brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So make sure to check it out. Southern Breeze, they do some country. So should be a good night.
Very cool. So I was thinking about this during the commercial break, and yeah, we had trouble on Highway 90 over the causeway this morning, and looks like, you know, on the way home it's going to be tough going there, although hopefully it's not as bad as it was this morning with the car being partially submerged. So we hope that's not the case. But you know, last segment we were talking about this 9-month-old baby that was in the car. And the reason why the father went into somebody's house for a minute, they came out, the car was gone. They thought it had been stolen. Turns out the car wasn't in park. It rolled backwards into this dense area of kind of brush, wooded area. So he thinks the car is gone, but it's actually not really gone. And I was thinking about this, you know, I was like, okay, let's say he decides to take the baby inside with him. Best case scenario, the baby stays asleep or whatever, doesn't cry or anything, and then he does what he needs to do and goes back, puts her in the car, and then everything's well. Worst case scenario, he takes the baby inside, she wakes up, she starts pouting, he has to give her a bottle or a pacifier to calm her down, and then maybe he's not able to stay at the house for as long as he would like, and then he has to rush home. That's the worst case scenario. We saw the worst case scenario when you leave a kid in the car last night here. And the car, you think you get stolen, your heart gets racing, you reach out to Alabama law enforcement, and you're panicked, you're calling your wife saying, oh my God, my baby's gone, our baby's gone, a car's been stolen. And then 10 hours later, you find out, well, the car was just in some shrub down the street, but your baby was in there for 10 hours, and you're just praying to God that it's still alive, that she's still alive. Bring your kid inside.
Yeah.
Whether it's for sure. 30 seconds or any length of time, bring your kid inside. Let's just agree to that. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes for another rundown of everything going on in your world. It's July 11th, 7-Eleven Day. Go get yourself a free slushie at Speedway today. Amazon Prime and celebrating Gracie's birthday. Woo-hoo. Hour 3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 16.